What a privilege we have to be here this morning, to worship the Lord, to open His Word, and to hear His Word. If you would, open up your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. I just kept really praying as far as evangelism goes, and I'm your evangelism pastor. And the Lord just kept putting on my heart, you know, what's it mean to be a Christian? You know, like, what does it really mean? And I just really felt like He led me to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. So I'd like to share them with you this morning. If you would read along with me, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God. Now, he's talking to Timothy, a pastoral epistle. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God, Timothy, and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing and His kingdom. So to testify earnestly, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. You guys might not be pastors, but we are Christians. And we can take the principles of the word of God and apply them to every Christian life. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. So you realize as Christians, we want to be hearing the Word of God being preached. That's why Sundays are so important. That's why when the body of Christ comes together, Wednesday nights are important. Sundays are important. Bible studies, devotional times, times of spending time with the Lord in prayer. Keeping my heart open to the Word of God and the correction it brings in my life from my natural way of thinking to His direction. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That time, as Paul would say, will come. I believe we're seeing that in these days. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. I do believe that we're seeing that in our day. And will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. Myths would be a narrative story, inventing of falsehoods. A lot of times the way I see it is they'll begin to introduce falsehoods through storytelling. And so we're seeing that take place, turning aside to myths, man-made religion, a tale, a narrative story, fiction. It's not doctrine. It's not biblical. It's not the Bible. It's man and his way of thinking. Verse 5, but you, so now as he's talking to Timothy, I would also say as every believer, we're going to see the world begin to go their own way. You're going to see mainstream churches begin to go a certain path. But what is Paul calling Timothy to do, and what is God calling us to do as believers? But you, be sober in all things. The word for sober there would be calm and collected in spirit. I would add this. We're calm and collected in spirit, trusting God, not allowing the things of the world to move us off of our devotion for Christ. A desire to live for Him, a desire to serve Him, a desire to worship Him. Calm and collected. Christ has already told us these things are going to happen. Lord, we're going to stay devoted to You. I'm not going to allow myself to get allured after the things of the world or given in to this fleshly nature. But you be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. That endure hardship, if I could put it to you in this way, endure pain. There's going to be pain in this life as Christians. There's going to be affliction. There's going to be suffering for the name of Christ, but also just our own fleshly nature. The Lord's got He's threshing it out of us. But endure pain. And this really is a way that we can tell God that I trust You. I know You got this under control, God, and I'm going to rest in You. Romans 8:18 says this, that the sufferings of this present day will not compare with the glory to come. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we're looking forward to that. Do the work of an evangelist. Okay, so if I can put it to you this way, continuing to look for the opportunities to share Jesus. Keep my heart soft. There's going to be things out here in the world going on, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in various places. But Lord, keep my heart soft to sharing Christ wherever You may take me. And this really is a test if the first two I'm doing. If we can get to that third one, do the work of an evangelist. If we get to that third one and we're doing it, it really is a telltale sign I'm keeping the first two. Praise God. Fulfill your ministry. I would say this, keep serving the brethren. It gives us something to do instead of sitting around and worrying. It gives us something to do that's beneficial in the kingdom. Fulfill your ministry. Keep serving. So sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, and keep serving. Verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. This is Paul. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have loved his appearing. As I was coming into church this morning, I just kept looking up at the sky and the clouds, they were thick. And on the way up here to the sanctuary this morning, I was looking towards the east and you could see the sun kind of shining through those clouds. And I began to ask myself, I wonder what it's going to be like when he begins to stand in the clouds in 1 Thessalonians 4. I said, how amazing would it be if we were actually the generation that got to hear the trumpet sound and to see him in those clouds that call us up to be with him forever. What an amazing thought that would be. So I just wanted to encourage you this morning, church. What does it mean to be a Christian? The world's going to do what the world's going to do. That's fine. But you know what I need to do? I need to be sober in all things. I need to endure hardship, understanding that trials and tribulations are going to come. I need to keep my heart soft, share in Jesus, and keep serving those that God has placed me around with the hopes of seeing them come to know Christ and encouraging my brothers and sisters until the day he calls us home. May we do that. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, I just want to thank you. Lord, thank you for your grace that you have shown all of mankind through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. What a privilege we have to know you. What a privilege we have to be here today and to hear your word, Lord, and to serve you and to serve our brothers and sisters and to worship you. Lord, may you just purify our hearts as believers. Keep our hearts soft to you, Lord. Keep us devoted to you. Keep us sharing your word. Keep us ministering to one another. Lord, keep us serving you until the day that you call us home. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Thank you for the sacrifice you made on that cross to cover all of our sin, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.